Many of your opponents here in Vauxhall want to make this campaign about Brexit. You don't, but it's a topic that we have to address. Do you regret being photographed with Nigel Farage on that boat? Because even some people who disagree with you on Europe, who would otherwise have backed you, found that a bridge too far for them.
Well, I was on a boat that was organised by the fishing communities, boats that had come down from Aberdeen and up from Cornwall, and they were all there to say how their communities had been devastated by the EU. I'd promised them probably a month earlier that if they organised that, I would come on the boat. There were all sorts of politicians on it, and there are all sorts of photographs. Of course, the Lib Dems are only interested in showing one photograph. So I wasn't with Nigel Farage, nor was he with me. I was on a boat where various photographs were taken with all the little boats around it, and, you know, I was there to make a point, and I made my point.
Clearly, the referendum result round here showed that a very large number of local residents disagree with you on Brexit. Why should those people who support the Remain cause in Vauxhall vote for you as their representative in Parliament while these vital negotiations and decisions are being taken?
Well, of course, it was a UK-wide referendum. It wasn't a constituency-based referendum or indeed a borough-based. I haven't seen the results for Vauxhall. I've only seen the Lambeth overall. Clearly, there are some people who are very unhappy at the result, and I understand that. The big issue for most people in terms of the EU now is EU citizens' rights, and I've made it very clear, as has everyone, that we want all EU citizens to be able to stay here. But I'm standing really on the Labour Party manifesto, and I think the reality is the Labour Party was quite split on this, because up in the north of England, our supporters and a lot of our members voted to leave, but the party nationally was a Remain party. So I think Keir Starmer has brought a very good manifesto together that has been able to unite people around the idea that we don't want a second referendum. We want to get the best deal possible. We want to make sure that the kind of vision that Labour has for the future is very different from the kind of vision that other people would have for what our country looks like. We want to protect workers' rights. We want to improve workers' rights. We want to protect the environmental issues and so on. And so I'm very comfortable with our Labour manifesto. I find that a lot of people who voted Remain do say to me they were disappointed, but they knew my position, because in every single election I have made it clear my feelings about the EU, that it was a neoliberal organisation, that it was an organisation that was declining in its economic stability, and that I thought we had a better future outside. So we haven't really gone over the referendum arguments again. So I think people wanted to feel convinced that I understood their concern. And I have found most people who were Remain are now clearly saying, let's get on with it. But there are obviously people who still feel very strongly, and if that's the one issue that they want to vote on, then they'll do that.
A lot's changed for the Labour Party in the last 2 years since the last general election. Many new members, but yet a very changed state in the opinion polls, certainly until the election at least. How do you feel, how do you relate to the party leadership? You say you welcome the manifesto. How comfortable are you with the direction of the Labour Party at the moment?
Well, I was one of the 42 Labour MPs who didn't oppose Jeremy last year. I thought he'd only just been leader, and there were some people who didn't want him at any cost. And I felt he should be given time, and I think that has been proved correct. He has grown into the job. You know, I have, over the years, I've had disagreements with Jeremy on some of international issues and some of his positions on Ireland. But overall, I think he has managed to do politics in a way that is appealing to people who've been turned off. I've met so many people, younger people in particular, who literally have said that they are going to vote this time and they've never voted before, and that's because of Jeremy. And I think it's because he is pretty honest. He is honest. He says what he thinks. He doesn't try to do that spin, which I think so many people have got fed up with politicians. And most importantly, you know, this time there is a clear difference between the two main parties. And, you know, I would say that my main opposition in Vauxhall is the Conservative Party, who were a very, we're second, way, way ahead of both the Greens, who were third, and the Lib Dems, who were fourth. And there is a clear difference between the two parties. So that's something that I think people like, because I got fed up with people saying, oh, politicians are all the same, you're just the same, you all go in and say one thing. I've always been very, very honest with people, which is why over the EU, of course, I have upset people, but it would have been incredibly hypocritical of me. After all, before the referendum, I had no idea how people would vote in Vauxhall, and it would have been very hypocritical of me to turn around and say I've changed my mind, because I haven't.
Your candidates, as we said, have framed the campaign about Brexit, but what are the top issues that you're finding on the doorstep in Vauxhall during this campaign?
Well, I think I would say definitely housing. People really want to know that we are going to build more genuinely affordable housing. I want to see the definition of affordable change. I think particularly up in the north of the borough, around the river, we have seen all these river developments, which of course I opposed many of them, and they have not brought any real benefit to local people. Very locally, of course, the Garden Bridge comes up. I've been very, very strongly opposing that, and you know, did what I could both in Parliament and outside, and I hope that it's now completely gone. But until it's gone, it's not gone. So we'll keep an eye on that. And then I think there's just a general feeling that people feel the country, and particularly London, has become more unequal than ever. There's more inequality. The gap between those who've got a lot of money and those who've got nothing seems to have got bigger. And I think people feel that it's time that we actually recognise that, you know, the austerity that was there was not helping the people who most needed help and support. And that's why the Labour manifesto, in terms of the £10 minimum wage and all the things that we're saying we will do, have given people hope. And that's what I hope this election is about, hope for people and a feeling that things can change.
You've been distributing a leaflet in the Waterloo area that mentions your role in campaigning against the Garden Bridge. You've also, in the last couple of years, been vocal on things like the future of Waterloo Library. These are topics that have put you at odds with the leadership of Lambeth Council. How is your relationship with the leadership of Lambeth Council? And wouldn't people be forgiven for finding it strange that elected representatives of the same party could have such diametrically opposed stances on these things?
From the day I was elected first back in 1989, I made it very clear that I would stand up for people, even if it meant going against the local authority. And when I was elected, the local council was in a pretty dire strait, and I stood very much on, you know, I'm not going to go along with something just because it's a Labour council. But there are a lot of things I've agreed with. The council has had to face huge cuts in money, but sometimes I think local authorities, and it's a case of probably whoever was running it, it's not very bottom up, and sometimes people don't get listened to and consulted. And I've always felt that my role as a Member of Parliament is to make sure that the campaigns that people feel strongly about, and the libraries was a good example. The last time round I protected all the libraries in Vauxhall. This time we've unfortunately lost the Minette, although we're still fighting that, because I think the council didn't do that in the right way. And I also think that some of the decisions council have made over developing, knocking down estates and then putting in housing that wasn't necessarily going to help the people who were living there. I think the one thing that people can, even if they disagree with me on some certain views, is that I will stand up to authority and the establishment, whoever it is and whatever the party politics are. And I haven't been a tribal politician. I've tended to work with other political locally, which is why it's very disappointing this time to find the Lib Dems running such a personally nasty campaign.
One of the things that has been suggested by your opponents is that while they've been out campaigning, people have said to them that Kate Hoey used to be a very visible local MP, but your involvement in the national campaign before the referendum meant you spent less time with local people. Is that something you recognise?
No, it's certainly not something. Perhaps in the month or so of the actual referendum pre, but that's well over a year ago now. I'm still involved very much. I will go to all sorts of little community meetings that I don't necessarily tweet about everything I do. I'm not someone who feels that you have to actually publicly, you know, say where you've been and what you've done. I know that most people who know me very well and involved in the housing movement or in any of the friends groups for the libraries, the parks, know my involvement. I did have very sad loss of my 95-year-old mother just before Christmas, so that kind of took me out for a few weeks. But that was not, I don't think that there's any way anyone who is actually being very honest could say that that's true.
One of the other things that's on your leaflet is about working with Sadiq Khan on air quality, which is a particular problem in Waterloo and Kennington and Vauxhall Cross, kind of part of the seat. Yet, on the other hand, you've not necessarily been a friend of some of the campaigns for cycling provision, and you've sometimes been cast as an opponent of some of those measures.
Well, I think that's more of a problem with sometimes the cycling lobby is very, very well organised, and it has been difficult sometimes to raise issues about pedestrian safety without being attacked as being an anti-cyclist. I mean, I welcome very much the fact that it is now a lot safer on our roads because of separated cycling. But I don't think that you have to be just because you stand up for example, at St Thomas's Hospital, where the bus is going to go in the middle of the road, and people going to the hospital, vulnerable, quite sick people sometimes, are going to have to cross over a cycle lane. I don't think by questioning that and asking for it to be reviewed and looked at makes you anti-cycling.
But what would you like to see Sadiq Khan and others doing that would make a real difference to air quality in our part of town?
Absolutely. We have to phase out and get all the diesel cars off the road. But, you know, I feel sorry for some. I've met a number of diesel drivers, diesel car owners, and they were persuaded almost to take, they thought they were doing the right thing. So we have to have a disposal scheme that will give them some support so they don't, because many of them have an older car. I mean, I'm going to be in this position with my old Mini that I'm going to have to pay extra now to use it, even though I don't think it's been doing any real harm, but I'm going to have to do that too. And I think we all have to sacrifice. And then I think we need to extend the congestion zone further out so that it goes right out a bit further so that people are all involved with it, affected by it.
Finally, what issue has come up during the election campaign that has surprised you? What have you found yourself discussing with people that, when the election was called, you didn't expect to be having discussions about?
A very interesting question, that. You get so many different types of issues. Clearly, people are worried about the education cuts, and that's not something I should have been surprised about. I think actually what's surprised me is how very often people still come back to really local things, like the fact that somehow the cleaning, the bin collection and the street cleaning has seemed to have gone down a bit, and I think that's because Lambeth have made some changes, and that affects people. You know, people feel strongly about just those sort of issues that maybe politicians at the kind of top level are sort of think of, well, that's not very important, but it actually is important. And I've had to, during my campaign this time, you know, get on to Lambeth about a number of issues where there have been a lot of things have been dumped by people. And then I suppose a few people have raised, I think this time I'm getting more questions on international issues too than I would have. So you kind of go from the very local issue about street cleaning to something about Trump and the whole way that the country, the world's going. So it's been a very interesting election generally. Probably my most difficult election, in that normally all the candidates in Vauxhall get on extremely well. And this time, of course, we've got a lovely Green candidate and a very nice Pirate Party, both who stood last time, and a new Conservative young woman. So it's been nice to have so many women in the Women's Equality Party. It's just disappointing that the Lib Dems have done their usual thing, which they haven't done in Vauxhall before, have been particularly nasty.